Okay, so you've spent hours honing your 3D skills, perfected your workflow, maybe even dreamt about your models coming to life.
But how do you actually get your work out there?
Exactly. How do you go from a talented newbie to, an industry rock star?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Well, lucky for us, we've got this awesome guide on networking specifically for 3D artists, and that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Sounds like a plan. Networking, it's like the magic ingredient,
That's
right?
true. You can have all the talent in the world,
If
but
you're like hiding in a cave, no one's gonna find you.
exactly. This guide, it starts off strong, emphasizing the good old portfolio.
The classic.
But not just any portfolio, it stresses quality over quantity.
Right. It's got to be your best work, the stuff that makes people go, whoa.
So why is that so crucial in the 3D world? I mean, isn't more like always better?
Think of it this way. Imagine a recruiter facing like a mountain of portfolios, each with hundreds of images.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
They simply don't have time to see everything. They're looking for the absolute best, the work that screams, hire me, and they need to find it fast.
Okay, so you got to make every pixel count. Now, the guide also mentions platforms like ArtStation and Behance.
Yeah, those are like the go-to spots.
So, what makes those platforms different from, say, just posting on Instagram?
Good question. ArtStation and Behance, they're specifically designed for creative industries. They're online galleries where like art directors and recruiters actually go to scout talent.
So it's not just about having amazing art, it's about presenting it in a way that what grabs attention immediately.
Exactly. It's got to be clean, professional, easy to navigate. First impressions matter, you know? You've got like seconds to make an impact.
Seconds, wow. That's a lot of pressure.
It is what it is.
Okay, so you've got your digital gallery all set up, but the guide, it also emphasizes showing a range of skills. Like, what's that all about?
So let's say a studio is working on a game, right? And that game needs like gritty, realistic environments, but then it's also got these whimsical, stylized characters.
Right. I'm with you.
If you can show that you can do both, that you're versatile.
You become way more valuable.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
like being multilingual, but with art.
I like that. Speaking of languages, let's talk about social media. I'll be honest, when I think artist on social media, I picture stunning visuals and not much else. But this guide digs deeper. It's not just about showcasing, it's about engaging.
Yeah, you got to be more than just a pretty picture online. You got to actually, be a part of the community.
So what does that look like for 3D artists?
Think of it like imagine you're at like a big industry event, right? You wouldn't just stand in a corner silently, would you?
Well, maybe I would.
But you get the idea. You chat with other artists, ask questions, admire their work.
Social media is the virtual version of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Commenting on other artists' work, using relevant hashtags, getting into those lively
Oh,
debates.
you mean the ones about like the latest rendering techniques?
Exactly. Those are great. And then there are challenges too.
Challenges.
Yeah, on platforms like CG Society or 3D Artist.
Oh, right. I've heard of those.
They're great ways to push your skills, get noticed, and even get feedback from, the pros.
It's like you're leveling up your skills and your network at the same time.
Precisely. It all comes down to like being present, engaged. Treat it as a chance to learn and connect, not just self-promote,
It's like that saying, be interested, not just interesting.
100%. The more you give, the more you get.
And the more memorable you become in the process.
Right. It shows you're passionate, you're serious about your craft, and that's what draws people in.
Okay, so we've talked about building your presence online, but this guide throws in like a real curveball, real world events.
The in-person stuff, huh?
Yeah, like SIGGRAPH, GDC, these huge gatherings.
The big leagues.
Exactly. As a newbie, is it even worth it to like try to get a foot in the door at those things?
100%. Think
Yeah.
of it like a crash course in all things 3D. Workshops, panels, networking.
I can just imagine like the sensory overload.
Oh, it's a lot, for sure, but in the best way possible.
The guide actually suggests researching events beforehand. What's the strategy there?
It's like going to a theme park, right? You don't want to just wander around aimlessly.
You gotta have a plan.
Exactly. Check out the schedule, see which talks or workshops really grab you. And most importantly, see which studios or artists you admire will be there. It's your chance to like meet your heroes.
Okay, I'm getting pumped up just thinking about it. Okay, next up is something that honestly makes my inner introvert cringe a little starting a blog or vlog.
Ah, yes, the dreaded content creation.
Do you really need to become like a content machine when you're just starting out?
I hear you. It can seem daunting. But think of it less about being a guru and more about, you know, documenting your journey.
Okay, so less look at me, I'm an expert.
Yeah.
And more, hey, I'm figuring this out. Come along for the ride.
Exactly. Share your process, your experiments, even your, you know, epic fails.
Show the struggle.
It makes you relatable. And it shows dedication. Like, you're serious about this.
It's like building your brand, showing what makes you tick as an artist.
Exactly. And speaking of showing your work, the guide also mentions online challenges as valuable content.
Oh, you mean like those create a character in 48 hours kind
of thing? Yeah, those are great. They force you outside your comfort zone. You get a finished piece for your portfolio and visibility.
Bingo. Your work gets seen by a much wider audience.
It's like a win-win-win. Speaking of learning and growth, this guide dives into mentorship. I'll admit, approaching a seasoned artist for guidance, it can be, like, super intimidating.
Oh, for sure. It's like, who am I to even, you know?
Exactly. So how do you even start that conversation without sounding, like, totally clueless?
I think the key is to be genuine and specific.
Okay. So not just a generic, will you be my mentor kind of thing. Right. Instead of asking for mentorship right away, focus on expressing genuine appreciation for their work. Like, hey, I'm blown away by how you achieve X in your pieces, something I really struggle with. And then maybe ask a specific question related to their expertise.
It's about building a connection first.
Exactly. People are more receptive when they can see you're genuinely interested in what they do, you know?
It's like anything in life, really. Relationships matter.
100%. Now, speaking of connections, the guide also mentions something I've always been curious about, game jams. Have you ever participated in one?
So are they really as intense as they sound?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine like a pressure cooker of creativity. You're teaming up, you've got developers, artists, maybe some musicians, and you're all working like crazy.
To build a game from scratch?
Exactly. And not just like a simple game. We're talking, you know, with a theme, with mechanics, with everything.
Like all within, what, like a weekend, right?
Yeah, sometimes even less. It's a wild ride.
So what's the, like, what's the big draw for someone who's, you know, just starting out in 3D art?
Honestly, you learn so much so fast. It's like a crash course in, like, problem solving, decision making, collaboration.
Because you have to. There's no other way.
Exactly. And you get to, like, experiment, try new things, you know, step outside that comfort zone. Plus, you meet people.
I work.
Exactly. You're building connections with other passionate people, and you never know, those connections could lead to like dream jobs.
So it's like you're building your portfolio and your network all at the same time.
And let's not forget, you get this like incredible sense of accomplishment.
You go from zero to a playable game in like 48 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty addictive.
I bet. Now, any tips for, you know, finding game jams to join?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are tons of resources online. Websites like itch.io, Global Game Jam. Those are great starting points.
Okay, good to know. So this has been amazing advice, seriously. But I got to be honest, it's a lot to, like, process.
It's a lot, for sure.
This whole networking thing, it's like a never-ending quest, right?
It is a journey.
And the 3D world, it moves so fast. How do you keep up without getting, like, totally overwhelmed?
That's the thing, right? It's always evolving. But instead of seeing it as like this burden,
see it as an adventure.
Exactly. An adventure. The key is to be, you know, selective. Focus on what you're passionate about, like subscribe to newsletters, blogs, that kind of thing.
To curate your own learning experience.
Exactly. You don't have to learn everything, you know, just stay curious, stay informed. And those conversations, those connections, they'll happen naturally.
It all circles back to connecting, doesn't it? Yeah. It's like this tapestry. You've got your skills, your knowledge, and your network, and they all come together.
I love that analogy. And remember, a tapestry, it's made up of like thousands of tiny threads.
And each interaction, each connection is like a thread.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate those small moments, those conversations, even just like a comment on a blog post.
It could lead to something amazing.
Exactly. So be open, share your passion, support your fellow artists, and just see where the journey takes you.
I love that. So to our listeners out there, remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Take it one step at a time, build those connections, and never stop learning. And who knows, maybe at the next SIGGRAPH, you'll be the one giving the inspiring talks.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
It would. All right, folks, that's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep creating, keep connecting, and keep pushing those creative boundaries.